Hey, P. Duty Buzzard. Oh, Lord, help us. Well, the Bible tells us, wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. That's not a paralyzing fear. Come on, church. The fear that I have in my heart is not a paralyzing fear. No. The Bible said the fear of the Lord is His treasure. Is that hard to understand? No. Not when you realize that the Bible said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Come on, church. Amen. Amen. The fear of the Lord is a strong confidence. Thank God for the fear of God in this hour of changing values. When you can't put your trust or your confidence in nothing, you can put it in the fear of God. The Bible said the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. I'm thinking this morning that what greater treasure could we uncover in this meeting? And I don't think that I'm anything special, but in this meeting, if we could regain or discover a healthy fear of God. The Lord gave us this advice. Jesus Christ Himself said, fear not them which kill the body, not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Amen. God can do it, but it's not His will that anybody should perish. Let me read one more scripture to you and we'll close this morning. The Bible said, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Come on, church. We are saved by mercy and truth. We was purged from our old sins by mercy and truth. But He said, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Without the fear of God in your heart, you and I will never be able to leave sin alone. We'll never. I still remember the weekend that my folks left me and my brother home and they went to Madera, California. We lived at Seaside, California. And they left us there. We had paper routes. So they left us there for 2 days. When I was about 13, 14, 15 years old. Danny was 4 years younger than I. And they left. And Sunday morning, Daniel said to me, let's go to the show. We haven't been in so long. I knew we shouldn't go. But I said, well, let's go to church first. That's very familiar, isn't it? Brother Carpenter, after church, was going to go. And on the dresser, Mama's dresser, there was a whole pile of free passes to the movie that we had won by selling so many newspapers. I mean, we had. Danny said, here, it won't cost us nothing to go. I said, no, we ain't going to do that. Old sly buzzard, we ain't going to do that. We'll pay cash and Mama won't know. Brother Dalton, we went. I can't tell you what it was because all the time I was in there, the thought hit me. What if Jesus comes while I'm in this movie? I got to crying. Daniel said, what's the matter with you? And I said, what if Jesus comes while I'm in? He said, what'd you say that for? When we come out that Sunday afternoon, Brother Griffiths, when it was all over with, you know how it is on Sunday in town? There wasn't nobody around. I said, oh, Danny, He's coming. We're lost. We're still here. He's coming, God, and we're here. We're driving down the road hollering for help and mercy for God to have mercy on us. We're riding down, Sister Greta, we looked over in the yard and there were some little bitty children. I said, oh, Danny, look, He ain't come. He ain't come. He ain't come. We got home and I said, Danny, that's it. I ain't never going again. Come on now. I ain't going to take that check. When Mom and them got home, Mama walked in the house, went in her bedroom, and she come out and she said, you boys been to the movie. How did you know? He said, and some of them passes are missing. I said, Mama, we didn't use them. He said, there's some missing. Where'd they go? I don't know what the angels done with them, but somebody sent somebody down there and got some of them things. Mama knowed we'd been gone. And besides that, it was written in heaven. Daddy said, what are you going to do about this, son? What should I do, Daddy?
Oh, Lord.
Almost an hour. Amen. He said, there's only one thing to do. That's confess. I said, I've done confessed to you and Mama. He said, you didn't sin against me and Mama. You sinned against God. Well, I'll tell the Lord about it. Not here, you won't. You got to go to His house and do it. My daddy made me stand up in church, confess what I'd done. My pastor wouldn't let me play the guitar. Hello? I was through preaching. Sister Doris, I still remember my heart was broke. I went back. I didn't sit by Daddy no more. I sat in the back of the building. See, I didn't fear God like I should. It didn't work a godly sorrow in my heart. I became a little bitter. I thought, when I get old enough, I won't even come to church no more. But there's an old lady come to me and said, son, if you'll pray, you can preach again. I just looked at her. So that night, Sister Doris, she come and she brought me a box and handed it to me. And I opened it up and in it was a brand new Bible. She said, I want you to preach out of this the first time. It took a little while, but when my heart got right, I ain't been out of the pulpit since and I don't plan on getting out of it anytime soon.
Let's all stand. Could we do it? I don't know what we'll do the rest of the week, but I think that message calls for prayer around these altars. How about you? Lunch is at 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock service. Brother Cody Harmon will be preaching. But let's take some time this morning and let's seek the Lord. One old writer said, if you have only the Word, you'll dry up. If you have only the Spirit, you'll blow up. But if you have them both, you'll grow up. How about let's find us an altar prayer and do some growing this morning? Why don't we come? Let's have a good altar service here this morning. Could we do it? Try not to leave until you pray. Let's seek the Lord. Plenty of room. Let's pray for a while. Wonderful preaching. The truth. Outstanding. Let's seek the Lord here.
If I was you, I'd search my heart. I'd search my heart. There is in my heart a sinking, fearful feeling that when men reject the words of this Bible and disregard it as unimportant, or teach that it's old-fashioned and outdated, that they are guilty of blaspheming the very author of the Bible, the Holy Ghost. I'm persuaded that this is the reason that Satan is promoting this devilish doctrine that I'm preaching to you about this morning. And I feel the Holy Ghost has interceded this morning and projected yourself into this meeting to give you a chance to do just what he said in this late hour. I don't think it'd be wisdom to go on. I feel like it's needful for you to find a place to pray. Did you hear what he said? He said, if you listen this morning, if you hear me, if you come and confess, not to me, not to Brother John, come and confess to the Lord. Huh? But Brother Leon, I didn't think that was that important. It is this morning. Isn't that this morning? Have a feeling if you walk out of this building this morning and do not obey the wooing of the Holy Ghost, He may not talk to you no more. And if the Holy Ghost don't talk to you no more, who can you get to go for you? Will you be like Saul as he sought the witch of Endor and brought up Samuel? Said, Samuel, he ain't talking to me. I can't get a prophet to tell me. No word of God from any prophet. I can't even go to Thurman and the other one. They'll say yes or no in the house of God. Tell me what to do. He said, how can I tell you what to do when the God has become your enemy? This time tomorrow you'll be right. You'll be just like me. I believe it's time to pray. Brother Johnny, come on, I feel like turning to
you. Amen. Amen. Folks, I feel like the Holy Ghost has visited this first service today. As Brother Leon said, projected himself in here that we might start off this meeting with clean hands and a pure heart toward God. We've been seeking God for weeks for sanctification of heart and soul and life. It's the answer. It's the only thing that'll stay the flood and stop the plague. I feel like it'd be good. We've got plenty of time this morning. And I feel like it'd be good and necessary and needful for you for us to make us an altar. And let's ask God to search our hearts. Ask Him to turn the Holy Ghost on our hearts. And anything, Lord, that we need to add to or leave off, that we might have more power with Thee and might live a more victorious and overcoming life, we want to be willing. And let's start off this first morning by rededicating and consecrating ourselves to the effort of glorifying God for these next few days. That the Holy Ghost might hover like a canopy of glory over this campus. And then and throughout this community might sense that God is here in a unique way in space and time. Amen. And here this morning, if you felt the tug of the world, if the devil's tried to convince you that he didn't mean what he said, that he'd make an exception in your case, I'd run down to the altars and ask God to tear that out of me, to make me to know the mind of God. Amen. I thank every one of us. Let's find us a place and let's pray and seek God. Let's pray through. I'd like for this meeting to be known for its prayer time and for its seeking of God.